If you want to go even deeper and get exclusive access to additional resources, weekly live streams, and a community of growth-minded e-commerce business owners, then you need to join the E-Commerce Alley Facebook group by going to alleypodcast.com/group. There's a bit more than 2,000 of us there, and I'd love to see you there as well.
Welcome to the E-Commerce Alley podcast, where we believe that great brands are built on passionate leadership, smart operations, and of course, powerful marketing. I am your host, Josh Coffey, and I'm fully caffeinated, ready to go. If you don't know me, I have been helping e-commerce brands generate tens of millions of dollars over the last almost 10 years. We're in year 9 right now, through training, through coaching, and through implementation. So in this podcast episode today, we're going to be talking about what and when to outsource your marketing, because done at the wrong time, you can quickly find yourself in a poor financial position. All right, so this is a question I have asked myself a lot, because it's a very important decision. Every single business eventually has to answer the question, when do I outsource? Should I outsource? What should I outsource? And when should that actually happen? And so my goal of this episode is really to dive a lot deeper into that. And the reason why is because, if you don't know, the E-Commerce Alley has a branch of our business that works with a specific limited number of e-commerce brands, where we're helping them really scale and grow their revenue on the advertising and especially on the email marketing side. And so, aside from the coaching and training side of our business and this, you know, education where we teach and we do a lot of cool things, we're living and breathing this on the other side, where we actually have marketing retainers, where we actually implement this stuff. And the challenge is answering the question, you know, when should you actually do this? Because done right, what happens is outsourcing, at least to the right people, let's assume it's the right people and the right partner. If you outsource to the right person or the right company, it can unlock tremendous levels of growth in your business. And it can allow you to go to new heights without losing steam and without burning yourself out. Because as entrepreneurs, something that's really, really common, and we're all wired very similarly, is we have this, if it's meant to be, it's up to me mentality. And so we go and we do everything, and then eventually we can get burned out. And so outsourcing is really crucial to growth. Whether you do hire in-house at a certain point or whether you outsource, you're going to have to cross that bridge. So done right, it can unlock tremendous amounts of growth, especially in areas that you're not an expert. But done poorly, there's a lot of things that can go wrong. You can bleed cash and put yourself in a horrible, tremendously bad financial position. You can feel trapped in a contract if there's a contract involved, and oftentimes there is. You can feel frustrated because if you do it too soon, you can be going back and forth and all kinds of feedback and brand voice and all these other aspects of your marketing that just leaves you feeling like, I could do this at this pace and at this speed, I could basically do this on my own. And so you just kind of start to get frustrated. And then at the end of it, if it's done improperly or done at the wrong time, you'll feel like you're three steps backwards. You'll feel like, hey, I thought I was going in the right direction. We had this train move and we got some momentum. I hired I outsourced and I thought I would make this huge stride forward. And then suddenly I find myself worse than when I started. And I mean, I hear stories like this all the time. Like, our team talks to e-commerce business leaders every single day in our group, in our coaching programs. I mean, with our clients, like, we talk to so many people every single day. And in the last week, we've had at least a dozen conversations with business owners who outsourced their marketing to an agency or to a freelancer, and it absolutely destroyed them. And I'll give you one example. One of them was actually paying $2,000 a month to an agency, paying $2,000 a month to the agency. That was the actual fee. And they were spending $1,000 a month on ads. So that agency's fee, obviously they have a flat fee they probably have a minimum in 2000, their minimum fee. But overall, they're spending $3,000 a month with only 1,000 going on ads, and they were producing a 1x return on ad spend. So not only were the results bad, but it was an amplifier because, guess what? They outsourced way too soon. And so, you know, if you're running $1,000 in ads and you're paying $2,000 to an agency and you're running a 1x return on ad spend, I mean, not even factoring in cost of goods sold, not even factoring in shipping and fulfillment fees and credit card processing fees and all those things. They were just bleeding. They're upside down. Another one that I spoke to hired a generalist agency. And I say generalist because and a lot of people just call themselves digital marketing agencies. I mean, I call them generalists because they just do everything. And they hired this agency, was spending well over $10,000 a month for things like SEO, for blogging, for social media, for advertising, for email, for design, like just all these different things. And several thousand a month of that was just for SEO alone. But the challenge was the SEO wasn't really set up properly. It wasn't working. There was no trackability to it. And they felt completely frustrated. They felt and they were stuck in the contract. That was the worst part of it. And another one, I'll just give you one more example, is they outsourced their Facebook ads, spent $20,000 a month and only made $21,000. So that's a 1x return on ads, but not including additional fees, fulfillment, shipping and costs are always going up there. So sometimes you eat a little bit of that, the cost of goods sold. And you know, like I hear stories like this all the time. And maybe you've experienced something like that. Like maybe you've hired or tried to outsource and it's just gone really poorly. And you're like, I feel like I spent all this time with them and the person didn't get the brand voice or the quality was sagging. And I felt like I was always leaving so much feedback. And at that point I could have done it. And then at the end of the day, I lost a lot of money and I'm completely burned out. Well, my hope for this episode today is really to dive into when you should do it. And I'm coming from the other side of the fence. You know, like we as a business, the e-commerce alley, outside of our training and coaching, we have that side of the business that delivers advertising and email marketing services to a select group of clients. But when we first started our business almost a decade ago, I mean, 9 years ago, when we first started the business, it wasn't always like that. And to be honest, and this is almost like a an ashamed honest right here, embarrassingly honest, is I sold marketing retainers to anybody that I could. And since I'm a pretty persuasive guy, I'm really, and I'm not trying to like toot my own horn here, but I'm pretty good at communicating. I'm really good at, I'm really confident in our team's abilities and I'm really confident in what I do and I love what I do and my enthusiasm and charisma can make selling a little bit easier. And so I sold so many new clients and we continued signing tons and tons of new client after new client after new client. But the problem was I didn't ask myself a simple question. You know, I didn't ask myself, should they hire us? Not can they hire us? Because everyone, you might have a business and have money in reserves that you've saved to really get this business off the ground. And maybe you can hire us. But the question is, should they have hired us? And at the end of the day, when I really looked back, they shouldn't have, because there's a threshold that really makes sense to outsource. But then there's also a threshold where it's like, no, I'm just being a salesman, or I'm just trying to generate a sale here. And I'm not genuinely diving deep to say, can we help you win? And can we help you win big? And so when we kind of, I dug into everything and I really analyzed it embarrassingly, like we learned that clients of a certain size constantly had this financial pain. But clients of a larger size that worked with us, they were able to really win big. And we could really pull that lever and have expansive growth for them because they were at a certain size and they were at a certain place in their business timeline. And so being in that situation over and over and over again, our team had to create minimum requirements to work with us because one of our core values flat out is we have integrity. And we knew that it would actually hurt clients that were not at a certain place in their business. And so we had to really make sure that, okay, yes, we could make the sale, but the question is, should we? And oftentimes the answer was no. And so we had to create these thresholds. And by doing that, it allowed us to be more honest and it made us say, look inwardly and say, hey, are we really acting in the best interests of our clients and of these e-commerce business leaders that have put so much time, so much money and so much of their life into this dream that they're building? And, you know, do we want to be known as that agency or those people that they outsource to that completely burn them or that put them in a worse position? And so that was a question that we had to ask. And so today, I'm going to dive into that. I'm going to give you some things to consider when it comes to deciding, you know, should I outsource? Before I do that, I actually want to let you know, if you're listening, Go check it out on YouTube. But if you're watching on YouTube right now, you probably see I'm in a different set. We actually changed up the set, our studio set a little bit, because we are filming a project that will be releasing this summer. I'm very, very excited about, called the Back Alley Project. And not to get into all the nuts and bolts of it, because Dylan over here will probably not let me do that. But the gist is we're doing these incredible episodes that are going to be releasing in a micro series. And if you're not subscribed to YouTube, go do it. I mean, go to alleypodcast.com/YouTube, subscribe. Because not only can you watch these videos and watch these interviews we do on the Alley Podcast, but there's tons of other content, and you'll get immediately notified when we release this new Back Alley Project on an advertising side of things, and it's a case study. So if you haven't subscribed, go do that. But that said, let's go ahead and let's dive in. So first things first, we have to ask, you know, when should you outsource? Now, in my opinion, the question is, you know, if you should outsource, yes, you should. At a certain point, you grow in your business and you have to decide, is this going to be the me show or is this going to be the us show? And if it's the me show and you don't want to grow beyond, like, let's say $25,000 or $30,000 a month in revenue, then yeah, you can make it the me show and you could just focus on you. You could do all your marketing and you'll live happily ever after. You have a lot more margin. You won't have to worry about managing people or teams or communication. You'll be good. This is really, if you're doing some form of like 3PL and you're managing and you're not even doing anything and holding your own inventory, you'll be in good shape. But you have to ask yourself that question. It's not if you should do it. If you want to grow beyond 25 or 30K a month, yes, you should do it. And the question becomes, when should that happen? Now, whether it's in-house hire or it's an outsourced hire, it's really all the same question. Do you need to have somebody else help you with certain efforts within your business when it pertains to marketing? And so there are three considerations that I want to give you. And these are just genuine considerations and things that I've seen go wrong in a lot of ways. And not only our business, but I've seen this happen all the time in the many, many conversations we have every single week. So the first consideration that I'm going to implore you, and this is the biggest one, I'm starting with the big kahuna right up front. The first thing is, number one, when should you outsource? And the first consideration for when you should outsource is when the return on investment, when the ROI significantly outweighs the cost. Now, sounds pretty plain Jane, right? It sounds like, oh, of course, Josh, like, obviously I would never outsource if it doesn't outweigh the cost. That makes complete sense. But there are two ROIs I'm kind of looking at here. And the first one is the obvious one, the ROI of your dollars. And this is the most tangible one that you have to take into consideration. For example, if you had a product that had a 50% profit margin, then you would need essentially a 2x return on ad spend in order to break even on your ads. And by the way, I'm going to use advertising because advertising is the easiest. It's the easiest way to really calculate some of these numbers. So I'm just going to give you some tangible numbers because most people outsource their advertising. So if you had a 50% margin, then you would need a 2 return on ad spend to break even. Right. And the way you calculate that is there's a few things you need to do. But the first thing you have to do is you have to calculate, what is my break even with just the ads? And the best way to do that is to take 1 divided by your profit margin. So, for example, 1 divided by 50% profit margin, 0.5, that gets you to 2. So meaning if your ads are at a 2 ROAS or higher, you're profitable. If they are at a 1.99 or lower, you are paying to acquire customers. And so we use ROAS as a really, really simple metric to do that. But here's the thing, you know, if you spend, most people don't take this into consideration, but yes, 2 ROAS is the break even. But if you spent $5,000 a month on ad spend, and then you paid an agency or you outsource it to somebody for $2,000 a month to manage it, then technically your break even is not 2 now, right? It's actually a lot higher than that. And so the way we calculate this is, first you need to have that break even, which is 2. And there's a little equation here. And if you're driving, don't take notes. It's not safe, but try to remember this or go back and watch the video and jot this down. So the equation that we're looking at, and actually I'm going to have Dylan put this on the screen for anybody watching just to make this really, really easy while I talk through this. So what you need is, first you need to establish your break even ROAS, 1 divided by profit margin. So 50%, you need a 2 ROAS, you know, do the math on that. The second equation, and this is what you need to know, is if you want to calculate and make sure the ROI significantly outweighs the cost, you have to run the second equation. This is what most people don't do. Take your ad spend. So in this case, let's say $5,000 plus the fees of implementing that. In this case, $2,000. So we have $7,000, and multiply that times your break-even return on ad spend. So 5,000 plus 2,000, we have 7,000 times two, that's $14,000. And then divide it by the ad spend. And the reason we do this is because that $2,000 in management is not earning us any actual sales. Only the 5,000 in ad spend is. So if you take 14,000 divided by 5,000, then that gets you your new official break even with the management fees, which is actually a 2.8. So meaning if your ad are lower than 2.8, or if you're lower than 2.8 ROAS, you're losing money. And if you were to look at that example that I gave you earlier, they were spending $1,000 in ads, $2,000 in management fees. I mean, that would, if you run those numbers on it at a 50% margin, that's actually a 6x return on ad spend they would have needed just to break even. Now, can you do that? Maybe. In a few niches, you could actually do that tangibly, but can you really scale it 6x ROAS? No, you can't. So it's not sustainable at those numbers. And so you have to really make sure that the ROI significantly outweighs the cost. And if I was to give you an example from an ad standpoint, because I know a lot of people listening run ads. You run Facebook ads, Google ads, whatever that is. The threshold that we see it start to make sense is around like significant sense, not like break even sense, but like significant sense is around the $15,000 mark. That's the number where it's like, okay, if you're up to about 15,000 in ad spend, then it's really, you can really outsource this and make some big gains and take a lot of stuff off of your plate. But most people are trying to outsource when they're at $3,000 in ad spend or 5,000 in ad spend. As you can see, you need a 2.8. And that's assuming you have a 50% margin. You know, you have a 40% margin. Oh, you're going to need a 3.2, 3.3 ROAS just to break even on 5,000. So it's very, very important to make sure that number one, the ROI significantly outweighs the cost. Now, in that ROI, we have ROI of dollars, and then we also have ROI of your time. And this is very important to weigh as well, because the larger your revenue, the larger your company grows, the larger your team grows, the value of your time also goes up. So really factor this in when you're making those decisions when it comes to outsourcing in any capacity. And so that's the second ROI. So the ROI needs to outweigh the cost, both your ROI of your dollars physically, but then also looking at the ROI of your time, because can you take that time and go make a lot more than it would cost to outsource it? Those are two variables, dollars and time, that we're going to weigh within this. Now, the second consideration that you need to have is you don't want to outsource until number two, and that is you can tangibly track results and time to the ROI. So here's the thing, like not all marketing efforts are created equal. Some have an immediate return on investment, immediate tracking, and immediate ROI that you can calculate, and others take time. And so you have to consider those. Number one, can I tangibly track the ROI of this effort? Because not all marketing efforts are created equal. Social media is a little bit more difficult to track, and there are ways to do it, and I'll share that in a moment, but social media is difficult to track. SEO can also be a little bit difficult to track. You know, YouTube efforts or podcasts or content marketing in any capacity, it takes time. And so the time to ROI might be very, very long. And so when it comes to determining what we're going to do, we're going to start with things that have a little bit more immediate ROI. And so the second consideration you have to have is when you can tangibly track it. Make sure that you can track it, because that's going to help you measure number one, which is that the ROI has to be significant. And so what this means is you have to establish what metrics the outsourced person or company is responsible for producing. Like, what are those KPIs, those key performance indicators? And usually, I will say this, usually, unless you're a much larger organization, usually this has to tie back to dollars. For us, we're not going to do anything that doesn't tie back to dollars in some capacity, and it has to be trackable. And so just a quick side note here. If you're wondering how to track those types of things, how to track social and organic and ads and all those things, the best tool that I could recommend to you is called Hyros. We've never seen anything like it. Facebook's ad dashboards are like 70 to 80% off, wildly inaccurate. But we're tracking for our clients. We track SMS revenue. We're tracking email revenue, social media. If someone clicks a link in the bio on Instagram or they swipe up for a story, we know what source they came from indefinitely. We have, I mean, Google ads, organic across the board, social media. I mean, literally anything you could think of. And Hyros is the best tool to do it. Now, I will say this, it's not the cheapest crayon in the box, but it is the best, sharpest crayon in the box. And it's really important to have that in your toolbox. So if you're doing at least 5K or more in ad spend, we're gonna recommend you start considering that, so you have good data. So little side note, if you want to try that out, go to alleypodcast.com/Hyros, and we'll just have it forward to Hyros website, so you can check that out and make sense of that.
Hey guys, Dylan here, producer of the E-Commerce Alley podcast. Just a short interruption here to ask you a quick favor. We hope you're enjoying this episode of the podcast. And if you are, or if you've been a listener for a while, it would mean the world to us if you dropped a review wherever you're listening. We love seeing how this podcast is impacting people's businesses, and it helps this podcast get in the hands of other people who may need it as well. Thank you for leaving a review and for your continued support. Let's get back to the podcast.
All right. So number one, just to recap, when the time to outsource is when the ROI significantly outweighs the cost. Number two is when you can tangibly track results in time to that return on investment. Make sure you can track how long it takes to get there. And number three, the third consideration when it comes to outsourcing, like when, is when you have established processes that allows the marketer or the agency to plug into those processes and into those established systems within your business. Because if you're running around and you're still trying to figure out your own inventory, purchasing with vendors, forecasting, your brand voice, et cetera, like things like that, it's gonna make it very difficult and it's gonna add a whole new layer, like multiple layers of just confusion and frustration and going back and forth. And it's just going to add a ton of time to your plate, to the people you outsource's plate, because you don't have the foundation that's been laid long enough or strong enough in order to make it a little bit easier to kind of catapult off of. And so if you're very, very new and you don't have a lot of things dialed in, you don't have winning products, top selling products you have identified, you don't have your inventory down, I mean, it could really put a damper on things. You know, we had a case where we took over an account doing $3,000 a day in ad spend. And then suddenly everything's going great. And then in a matter of a week and a half, boom, like four of these campaigns, like just plummeted, or I'm sorry, like four different products we were pushing within a campaign just plummeted to zero. And we're like, whoa, what happened? And they're like, oh yeah, a day ago, we just ran out of inventory of these products. And it's like, okay, so you got to have some of those things figured out, or you could find yourself in a really bad situation. And so these are the three things that you need to consider when it comes to when you should outsource. Number one, when ROI significantly outweighs the cost. Number two, when you can tangibly track results and time to that ROI. And number three is when you have those established processes. Now, what I like to do is I want to give you a very like general standpoint. Like this is just my observations from working with hundreds of businesses over the last 9 years, very, very closely. And from a general standpoint, I don't recommend outsourcing your marketing until you're at $50,000 or more per month in revenue. Now, I know it might sound like, Josh, like I'm at 10 and I already feel overwhelmed, or I'm at 25 and I feel overwhelmed. How am I going to get to, how am I going to get to 50 and then outsource? Like I would just burn alive doing that. And like, hey, listen, I hear you. I totally understand it. But the thing is, most people that are below 50 are focusing on less impactful marketing. They're focusing on things that take absorbent amounts of time and resource, which is time and money, and they don't have a very high impact. Now, you need to reverse that if you want to really hit 50K and be able to do that on your own. And, you know, I'll give some leeway. You know, 50K is just that general threshold. $50,000 a month in revenue is that general threshold, I like to say, but it could be a little bit lower depending on the business. That's okay. But if you're doing $15,000 or $25,000 a month in revenue, no, you should not be outsourcing your marketing. You should not be outsourcing all of your marketing, because you're not, it means that you're not doing the most impactful things that you should be doing. You should find those marketing activities that have high impact in the least amount of resource possible. That's what you need. And so if you can have those in place to get to $30,000, $40,000, or $50,000 and beyond, I mean, we've seen clients do way more than that, multiple six figures a month, just primarily focusing on those two, on several high impact things. If you just do those, you'll get to that number. If you feel like you can't get to that number, it's probably because you're constantly you're doing 10,000 a month, or you're doing like 15,000 to 20,000 a month, and you're introducing so many products. So that's consuming your time, all this product research. And the marketing that you are doing is very time intensive. You're doing tons of social media. You're doing organic approaches. You're doing TikToks and Reels, and you're doing all these things that, hey, they're wonderful. They're cool. But the reality is, historically, they produce the smallest amount of revenue for, and I'm not just saying this like exaggeratively, every single brand. Every single brand that we work with and the ones that we coach, all of their revenue, and nearly all of the revenue, I'm not gonna say all, nearly all of the revenue comes from two things. That is some ad platform, and that is email marketing. Those are, or SMS. I'll throw SMS and email kind of both in there together. Those two are kind of similar communication, similar style, but both of those and ads. Those are the two or let's say three things that produce nearly all of the revenue for not only us, but our clients as well, across the board of all kinds of sizes, whether they're at $1,000 a month or they're at $150,000 a month or $250,000 a month. Like that's it. You know, we work with clients that are in the $600,000 or $800,000 a month. And guess what? Majority of all their revenue comes from two things, ads and email. Ads and email. So if you're below 50K and you're saying, hey, Josh, like, I there's no way I could get there without outsourcing, then I'm going to implore you to I'm going to challenge that. I'm going to say, look inwardly and say, what am I doing that is a high resource, draining my time? I feel like I'm constantly working because I always have to keep up with these things and look at those marketing efforts and shift to one ad platform and one email platform. So that's my advice. So when it comes to when to do it, you shouldn't do it generally unless you're at $50,000 a month or higher. Maybe give a little leeway in there depending on the industry. That's okay. But that's the generalized threshold that I'm looking at. Now, the next question is, what do you outsource? And I kind of just talked through that. What you outsource ultimately, and here's the one thing you have to consider when it comes to what to outsource. And that is the things that pull you away from the high impact, high revenue producing activities, but will also have a positive return on investment. So the things that will pull you away, that's what you outsource. You outsource the things that are going to pull you away from high impact, high revenue producing activities in your business, but will also have a positive ROI. And that's the caveat, right? Because there are some things that might have high impact or high revenue, but it's going to take a long time to have a positive ROI. So I'm going to hold on those things. So you need to make sure that, hey, if something is taking a lot of my time, but has high end or something is taking a lot of my time and it's pulling, like, I'm just going to use social media as an example. Some people are going to hate me for this. Social media is something that is high resource, high resource. The creation, the planning, the scheduling, just all of the mind space around is just high resource, especially if you're doing reels and TikToks. But the impact is very, very low, very, very low, like microscopically low for almost every single company that we work with. And so that's something that is probably taking your time that you need to say, okay, you can outsource that, but again, but that's not going to have high impact and high revenue, and it's not going to positively ROI. So if you're less than $50,000 a month in revenue, I'm actually going to just put that in maintenance mode and like kind of slow down on that a little bit and put your efforts on more high impact things. So for us, we believe that everybody needs to be using master one ad channel and email marketing or SMS, or throw those together, it's up to you, and put everything else on maintenance mode, and that will get you to the next threshold that you want to get to. Now, if you're wondering, like, you know, how do I learn that? How do I do those things? This is just a side note here. We do teach those things because we believe in those, and we live by what we teach, what we believe, and what we practice for ourselves, for our clients. And if you're less than $50,000 a month in revenue and you're trying to get to that threshold without outsourcing, we teach how to do that in a mentorship program that we do. We coach a marketing accelerator. We coach you through how to do it, the templates, like all that good stuff. If you want to check out what that's about, go to alliepodcast.com/call, and that'll just forward you to the page that our team has that you'll be able to learn about those things. So as far as when to outsource, just to kind of recap here in closing. So when should you outsource? Number one, when ROI significantly outweighs the cost. Number two, when you can tangibly track results and time to the return on investment. That's another key. You have to make sure that you can track the results and you can also track the time. And number three is when you have established processes that will allow the marketer agency to plug into and keep the ball moving. But you, my friend, have been listening to the E-Commerce Alley podcast, produced by the wonderful behind the scenes, but eventually you'll meet him in an interview, Dylan Counts. You can find show notes for this episode along with more resources at alliepodcast.com. And please, if you have not yet joined our Facebook community, you have to. It's absolutely free. We're going live every single week. We're dropping resources, templates, all kinds of advice to help you grow your e-commerce business. So go to alliepodcast.com/group to join that. Subscribe on YouTube, alliepodcast.com/YouTube. And I will see you in the next episode.
Is there actually coffee in there?
No. I wanted to drink it. I'm like, nah. Forgot to put nothing in there.